BBC World Service. This is... But let's start with...
BBC News with Dukunik. The Iranian authorities have begun removing seals at the United Nations in Iran.
The UN's dog seals have been broken.
From PR News in Washington, I'm charged with conspiracy to commit catastrophic forecasting.
I am mad because...
U.S. officials say this is PR News.
The government criticized the Bush administration's hurricane shortages caused by money laundering. On Wall Street, 12-10-4-1-2, President Bush is forcibly removing residents from department buildings after PR News.
Kids are going back to school, and they're bringing their germs with them. That's why schools all over the country make kids sick.
Yeah.
The Soul Genius Hour of Swatch.
I'm leaving here today. Yes, I'm going back home to stay. Yes, I'm walking to New Orleans. You used to be my
Soul Genius Hour of Swatch.
Aloha, e komo mai. Welcome to Slack. Welcome to traditional Slack.
You've tried almost everything and still no relief? Try
the Soul Genius Hour of Slack.
It dissolves completely in beverages and is completely tasteless.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to temptation sore? Where could I go but to this old sinful world? This old sinful world.
I understand your frustration, and I'm doing everything that I can. Actually, that wasn't George Bush, that was Mr. Sister. Friends, this is a bad week for a funny show. Although, you know, Bob's prophecy does ring true. Back in the 60s, he said, and I quote, Bob said, "It's gonna be a bummer, man." Now, is that prophetic truth or what? I'm not much of a believer, friends. I don't believe in invisible monsters because they told me not to believe in them. But this last weekend, I found myself praying nonetheless.
The United States government presents... This is our enemy!
I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching.
I know it.
Clown.
Jesus might not be down with Reverend Pat Robertson.
I mean, it's just insane.
Off the wall.
I don't know anything.
Off the wall.
Crazy propaganda.
Off the wall.
The Joseph Goebbels Network.
Off the wall. Someone who rejects facts and holds on to opinions no matter what. 700 Club. A neurosis. The documentary on Fox tells the truth about this network. Gays and abortionists caused God to allow 9/11. Child sex offenders should not serve long prison terms. Philosophy of the Third Reich is okay with slaughtering civilians. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. Are you okay with slaughtering civilians?
awaiting Lonesome Cowboy Dave and Princess Wee both to arrive. But in the meantime, and I may have to run down there and let him in. In the meantime, music.
You were over rays of sunlight, shining gold to me. Every color of the rainbow, I was blessed by high decree. You were every moment's magic, joy beyond compare. You were all the rays of sunlight, I was lost without a care. Victims of the fury, shadows in the dark. Never end. We went thinking about the future. We had time enough to spend. We were blessed as though in heaven. We were messengers of joy. There were angels all around us. There was none who dared destroy.
where the Colossan planted that durinium bomb, then we have a chance.
How much of a chance, Doctor?
1,000 to 1.
1,000,000 to 1.
Then let's take it.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
We've got the troops. I would say take Najaf, put a cordon around it, cut off the electricity, cut off the water. The sweltering summer is coming, and you send leaflets to those people, say, give us the mullah and his followers, and you will have all your services restored. And unless you do, it's going to be a long, hot summer. And if we deal with it forcefully in certain terms of Fallujah, go in there and do a job with those ex-bombers. They're terrorists who've got one thing in mind, to destroy democracy in Iraq and to kill our soldiers. That was, I just quoted to you, the words of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
What are you, a fucking moron?
Do we retain our knowledge?
No, Dr. Zarkov. There is an erase array that follows the record array as it passes over every inch of your brain.
Zadarine, listen. You can't do this. Between us, we hold the knowledge upon which the safety of the entire galaxy depends.
Exactly the information I want. Every morsel of it. The galaxy. What do I care for its safety? All I want is the power to make every living human bend to my will. Start the ray flow. I want the test.
From PR News in Washington, I'm lit up and continue to deteriorate. An immigration judge in El Paso, Texas, should be denied asylum in the United States. Louisiana State Senator Walter Boasso says,
rules, 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 rules.
We know that.
Wall Street 7-7. A White spokesman says President Bush is being kept informed about the damage. From PR News in Washington.
From PR News in Washington, I'm tired of PR News. Osama bin Laden's sales plunged 13%. His staff is going through the steps to take care of the dead bodies outside.
We're out all day today to come. It's under control.
Human rights groups carried out the first execution since 2003. On Wall Street, 210-491-732. President Bush will get a first-hand look at 1,400 National Guard troops per day. Of particular concern is PR News, Washington.
How large the dreaded Gila monster grows, no man can say.
2,000 dead now, as opposed to just wounded for a day or two. Pull out.
The people have absolutely no hope. The people have absolutely no hope. President's failure to articulate immediate pullout. Immediate pullout. Pullout.
So let me ask the pullout experts. The pullout experts. We're pulling out tomorrow. We're pulling out tomorrow. We begin to pull out next year. We begin to pull out in 3 or 4 years.
Pull out now. Pull out now. We're not achieving anything. Wave that Vietnam flag again. Wave that Vietnam flag again. Beat on the Vietnam drum. Pull out. Pull out. Pull out.
People getting killed. Our guys. Us killing them. People getting killed. Our guys. Us killing them. Enough already.
Sewage probably is some political coloration. President is off the mark here. Wrong. Wrong. It's just stupid and it's not working. It's just stupid and it's not working. Making more enemies than we're killing.
Pulling out. Pulling out now.
It's so screwed up. It's so screwed up. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
It's going to be a bummer, man.
And I say it is possible for a giant lizard to have lived there for years without being seen.
Andy, did you hear that? Come on, come on, Andy.
Did I hear what?
So white, so white, so white, so white.
So white, so white, so white, so white. I've got a hunch way up to here. More dirt. Get it all so white. Well, 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 gay romantic figure.
Well, what's that in your hand?
So good sitting here listening to the radio after bending over. Wouldn't I love to? Well, maybe for my heavy pieces.
Bright and gay, so white.
So white, so white, so white, so white.
I don't feel so good in the head. Somebody at the back door.
So white, dear friends. As the Ape Associated Press was saying, white people find things and black people loot things in emergencies. Where's my background music? Is it just slow? Like Dave? Dave is slow.
I'm not slow.
Oh, here we go. Okay. All right. Everything's fine here. Oh, yeah. Here, everything's just fine.
Yeah, we got plenty of red beans over here.
You know Homeland Security guy, Chertsov, that jack-off, said he didn't even know all kinds of things he didn't know. Stuff that even I knew about the security of our homeland.
He thought the eye of the hurricane was so heavily smudged with mascara that there was no chance it would ever reach the reckoning of number 5, which is... you know, like 11 on an amplifier.
Well, as Mr. Sister was pointing out, this whole thing was totally botched. I mean, such a slow response. The price of gas waited 2 days after the storm to jump to over $3 a gallon.
Now, wait a minute, Stang.
Now, that's ridiculously slow. What kind of a country is this?
Stang, you're thinking very, very crudely. You're not getting the finer points of this deal. What's going on here? This a major crime has been committed. And if you look at all the different details of the crime, certain things start to fall into place. You've got to be a detective. No, you shouldn't be offended. You should be enthused. Not enthused. You should be amused. Yes, that's be amused and bemused.
Yeah, very funny. You're out of your national gourd.
Yeah, I'm out of my...
To quote
I'm out
Kinnick
of my
piece.
National gourd. We're all out of our national gourd. Look at it, Stang. It's perfectly ideal. You move in, you destroy, you displace... Suddenly the developers arrive, the insurance companies are all well paid, and then the next thing you know, the military's back all of a sudden. They're rebuilding the things.
Oh, not just
for the
any
corporations.
Old, yeah, not just any old military. Actually, it's the Halliburton company that's doing a lot of that. Yeah, here it is.
Halliburton.
Get this. The U.S. Navy asked Halliburton to repair naval facilities damaged by Hurricane Katrina, the Houston Chronicle reported. The work was assigned to Halliburton's KBR subsidiary under the Navy's $500 million CONCAP contract awarded. Blah, 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 blah.
Stang, you're frothing now. You have to calm down. You're shaking. Your alacrity is...
Well, as Helpo Puey pointed out about that, when the vice president of the U.S. has such suspect ties to a company that gets that much gravy from something this bad, it just looks bad, even if it is on the up and up. And that's the problem with being in bed in Satan. Even if you didn't personally foul the sheets, the reek of brimstone is still going to float over everything regardless.
That sulfurous smell.
Helpo Puey.
That sulfur smell is neither a fart nor the aftermath of the sewage and the hurricane. It's a funeral pyre, Stang. It's a bunch of bodies being burned because, well, there's no place to bury them, Donda.
Well, what's in the sacks that they're dumping into the river to plug the levee break?
Some people say it was just bad fruit from down by the
We're told
market.
All kinds of things, but where are... I don't know.
No, maybe it's some from Cafe Dumont, you know, and they put some of the old bad beignets in a thing there and float them down the river. So get rid of this stuff. Yeah. It ain't no good no more.
Now,
bad muffalettas, bad po' boys, bad jambalaya, you know, all kind of food that's stuffed in there.
Reverend Stan Williams suggested that the Edward Teller solution to clean up, where you use a medium-sized thermonuclear device to quickly evaporate the water and ease
Now, that's
the
an
flooding.
American solution. Bona fide red, white, and blue. Nuke them till there's nothing there. Sheesh.
Well, in 2004, it says here, the Bush administration cut funding requested by the New Orleans District of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for holding back the waters of Lake Pontchartrain by more than 80%. And it worked, as Polar Bear pointed out, because 80% of the water is still in the lake.
The rest is up there in Lake George, what they're calling Greater Metropolitan Orleans. Well, they call it Lake George now.
You see, God has destroyed a wicked city. That's what some of the Christians were, far-gone, far-righty.
Sodom and Gomorrah is what they're calling. Well, that place was Sodom and Gomorrah anyway. Who cares what happens to them? This is, you know, people can't this daily. We have to hear this going into our earwax. We have to hear this seeping into our brains every day. We're being left behind. We're the subhumans, not the subgeni. To these people, we're the subhumans.
Submen.
Submit.
Submit, submen.
Der Untermensch ist gefallen.
And subwomen, too.
Oh, the sub-babes.
Oh, yeah, the unter...
Speaking of which... it says here, Hurricane Huey destroys Dobbstown days before Sister Decadence Day. Just days before Sister Decadence Day, an annual subgenius celebration attracting tens of thousands of people to the Malaysian Quarter section of Dobbstown, Hurricane Huey destroyed the city. Although the loss of lives is deeply saddening, this act of God destroyed a wicked city, says Repent Slack Off America Michael Markavich. From Girls Gone Wild to Sister Decadence Day, Dobbstown was a city that has it had its doors wide open to the public celebration of sin and frop. From such devastation may a city full of righteousness emerge. May this act of God cause us all to think about what we tolerate in our city limits and bring us trembling before the throne of Almighty God. So where's Mardi Gras going to be this next
in
year?
Dobbstown?
The flats?
The Dobbsy Gras?
No, not Dobbstown's, because we see what happens there. But the flats,
well, see,
maybe.
That's what's the
or somebody
between...
suggested the Las Vegas beach. Well,
well,
you know, if they're
all
this
all
ready...
All them beads drifting out into the Gulf of Mexico don't, you know, kind of... bruises the ego, or bruises the spirit. Excuse me.
Thanks to Reverend Ellis D. Yes, for that news release there.
See, we used to go to Cafe Dumont. I always have to go to Cafe Dumont and get that chicory coffee. It's like espresso, but it's got chicory in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a muffalette across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And you can spit to the river right from there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's right. You can see it right over there. You can walk up to it and you can urinate. And a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is you want to stay away from certain parts during the gras because people do act like animals.
Right.
I did. It was great.
I've
been to Mardi Gras.
Well, you still are an animal in a lot of ways.
Hey.
The hirsutism hasn't subsided. You're still hairy and have too many canines. Teeth.
War of the Third Worlds, they called it. Apocorleans Now.
Jeez.
Mad Max Beyond Superdome.
Yeah, well, you have to
Gone
portray.
With the Bling.
You must compartmentalize. You.
Katrina Does New Orleans. Nightmare on Bourbon Street. These were all things that Pirates of the Pontchartrain.
Piled
the
up
kids
arms
on the IRC
on the
came up
Des
with
long.
This. And how green was my topical humor, said Nenslow. And it is easy for us to...
My tropical hubris, I think, is what was...
Yes, yes.
What was wrong in this case.
Hey, FEMA is opening a restaurant chain.
Femur.
Really? Famer, that you drive up to the window and place your order, and 72 hours later, it's ready. It's another Mr. Sisterian gag.
There's a lot of
gagging, horrible gag. Mr. Sister went to New Orleans last year and happened to get really sick, and there was a big parade going on, not Mardi Gras, or maybe it was, but he was.
Halloween's a big parade.
There was an ambulance there on a street corner waiting for somebody to get sick in the parade. So, and Mr. Sister walked up and said, "I'm really sick and I need to go to the hospital." And they said, "We're not allowed to leave this spot, so you'll have to walk down there and call somebody else." That was the New Orleans. Now, you know, everybody is blaming President Bush for the storm, and it's true that reportedly George Bush was seen at the height of the storm prying at the levees with a long iron bar, shrieking with insane glee.
This is Darius whipping the water before the Greeks from Nenslow.
Intelligence analysts are calling him, quote, an insane murderer, worse than a million Hitlers and a billion Stalins combined. He may, in fact, be worse than that. If present trends continue, he may eventually murder everyone and be the sole human survivor, devouring the corpses of his billions of victims, or so we hear.
Well spoken, Jim. I think that's perhaps the best speech you've ever given. Now, in our classes, what we usually like to stress is making sure the pelvis is thrust forward when singing songs to the Archduke. Remember, W is our royal regatta. He is our snake and sounding board. He is our tired policeman. As we back away from this beautiful video display behind us, me, you, that is all of us here, we can see what God in all his splendor has wrought.
Something's rotten in Godland.
Yep.
However, in Swaziland, things are cool. They have a cool president, or he's a king there, actually.
He's like one of the enlightened royalty.
Well,
like Nepal,
well, actually, some of his people are trying to say that he's too old-fashioned and he shouldn't be doing the reed dance anymore. Did you read about the reed dance?
No.
Did
you read about
this in Swaziland? If you're king, you get to pick an additional wife every year.
That's one of the benefits
of
living there.
The way the king gets to pick the new wife is all the virgins in the country that want to, which is several thousand, do the parade past his throne doing the ceremonial reed dance topless, basically, wearing the traditional dress, as they put it.
Yes.
I searched the internet for movies or good pictures of the king. I did find some, but they were very modest, and I'm going to say the king of Swaziland's daughters are really beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And for some reason, they were prancing around out there, too. Well, anyway, that's the kind of leader we need, man. We need, and you should see this grin on that guy's face. He was smiling like Bob.
He's glowing.
Yeah.
Positively glowing.
Now,
with
that is the kind of leadership I'd like to see more of in this country, as well as live broadcasts of the ceremony.
Well, why can't we have Bush's daughters bare-chested?
There you go.
Doing the traditional Bush dance in front of the White House. And we'll also have George parade all the nubiles of the Beltway. Like, what's her name? Karen Colson or whatever her name is. The one that looks like a rat.
Ann Coulter. Yeah.
Have Ann Coulter, you know, going by and stuff, you know, showing her stuff, and
she'd love it.
And what's the lady on MSNBC? And then also the one that's related to Aleister Crowley, and you can tell because she's got the wrong handshake. Monica Crowley.
You watch a lot more television than I do.
No,
I
remember from the day when I did. I have no more TV. But I hear also now people talk about how much they hate them, so I can remember the names.
You know, you would have been flat out of luck if you were one of those poor people in New Orleans. Because, now, here's one thing you can't blame on Bush, because the administration of the state and the city are mostly Democrats. But when they knew that this terrible storm was coming, okay, they had lots of buses and things around, and they knew that there were a lot of people who were way too broke, didn't have gas at. It wasn't quite up to $5 a gallon then, but
You know what they did for what the city of New Orleans did about a day or two before the hurricane? They produced a DVD for the estimated 134,000 New Orleans residents without vehicles. The city produced a DVD.
Brilliant.
That was sent out to churches and community groups, urging them to leave town, but admitting the government could not take them. You're responsible for your safety, and you should be responsible for the person next to you. So I guess if you didn't have a DVD player or a car, you weren't even told to go screw yourself.
Yeah,
you couldn't even get that much of a message.
We should check the deal. I'd heard over various internet sources that the money that was supposed to be spent and got funneled into a crooked scamboloni with Don Bush was somehow ended up into the hands of these people, and so they produced a DVD instead of helping repair a levee or creating a kind of consciousness awareness which could be understood by the average person who didn't have a DVD player or didn't, you know.
Well, indeed. As Katrina bore down on New Orleans last weekend, Mayor Ray Nagin marshaled a fleet of city buses, not to take the city's poor out of town, but to the large shelter at the Superdome, where civil order would fall apart as the week progressed, and so forth.
Well, is civil order returned now that they've called in the National Guard from Texas? Of course, since not from Louisiana, because they're in Iraq, and all their rescue equipment is in Iraq, too, especially for, you know, the watery parts of Iraq.
Right.
We got to show off in the marshlands there. We can do any kind of fighting.
Oh, right. Yeah, we have all of our necessary swamp rescue gear.
Yeah,
is over there.
Bagged
in the swamps of the Middle East. Well. Well, speaking of which, I have a perfect cut to play, and we can relieve the listeners of this. Us.
Vile hubris.
Yeah.
This hatred of the world
terrible,
at large.
Us.
Of poo-poo and caca that we.
Okay, I have to do credits. At the beginning of the. Of course, the show has been filled with cut ups and collages by Fernand and Andy Lee Murr and Norrell Pref. You can get more at norrellpref.com. Also, our friend Reverend Jacques Petit sent a lot of movie clips, clips, which we're using. And. Someone named Joe has been posting cut-ups and music to alt.binaries.site. And I think that Joe is a fun way of a fellow from an atom years ago, but we don't know. Anyway, here's something he
might
did.
Be the Hey Joe of the called, song.
He well, could, well, we have that too. But
or
here's,
Cotton Eye Joe.
Here's Old
Cotton
Man.
Eye Joe?
Oil
yeah,
Man.
He could well be Cotton Eye Joe.
Oil Man by Joe.
I'm 42 years old. I've lived a lot of my life already. I feel very secure as to who I am and where I've been. And don't feel a need to be anything other than kind of a half-broke oil man from West Texas.
I will swear to not only uphold the laws of our land, I will swear to uphold the honor and dignity of the office to which I have been elected. So help me God.
And most of them believed in freedom, peace, equality of opportunity.
But I guess just like in our time, there are those who, for power, would make slaves of everybody else.
Yes, I'm afraid so. But they didn't have our tools to fight them with.
Masters of insanity.
Our mission in Iraq is
a serious mistake.
Here's the man who proves it pays to be ignorant.
That blooming idiot, Mr. George.
Tard. Capable of any atrocity.
Man.
Tard.
Mr. George.
Tard.
Everything I do is wrong.
Kill innocent men, women, and children. Kill innocent men, women, and children.
George.
We have more work to do.
That blooming idiot, Mr. George.
Work and fight. Work and
someone
fight.
Someone hit me in the face with a wet dish rag.
Violence and bloodshed.
Fuck it.
Violence and instability.
Fuck it.
Wait to be attacked again.
Fuck it.
Urban combat.
Hey, to be ignorant just like me.
We intend to stay forever.
Pays to be ignorant. No brain.
The lesson of this experience is
he who gets up early with the sun shouldn't stay up late with the daughter.
The lesson of this experience is
fuck it.
And I want to show you something that are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in a parable that he told that's quoted in the book of Matthew. Watch this. And the rest seized his servants and mistreated them and killed them. Fallujah, that's what happened. But the king was enraged, and he sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and set their city on fire. Now, that is from the Gospels. And that was Jesus saying this is the normal reaction of a Middle Eastern king when his servants have been brutalized as our servants have been, these brave men and women under mortar fire, under artillery fire, under rocket fire, and civilian workers being, their bodies being mutilated in the streets. And then we're talking about a few prisoners.
God has a hard-on for Marines because we kill everything we see.
Joe did that. Someone named Joe. Friends, those guys distracted me, and I never did the credits that I needed to do. At the beginning of the show, I played a couple of songs. The wrenching one, the first one, it was Robin Trower, Victims of the Fury, from his album Victims of the Fury. And after that, I played The Rainmakers, Tornado, I think, from the album called Tornado. That was The Rainmakers. I love The Rainmakers. There was also a little bit of them on We Walk the Levee. We've been hearing massive amounts of... Well, that last piece, Marine Corps Jesus, was by Joe. Before that, It Pays to Be Ignorant, is by Norrell Pref. And the next thing I'll play eventually is by Lee Murr, and then Norrell Pref, and then Norrell Pref. So I understand your frustration, and I'm doing all that I can. And what is in those bags they're dropping from helicopters to plug those holes? You think it's really sand? Oh, I'm sorry, you weren't on.
We were deaf.
It is sand.
Mute.
I didn't have your button pushed.
It's those who have been cremated. They're ashes. They're using sandbags made of human remains. And, of course, they're using it as a dressing for the po' boy sandwiches, which are delicious.
You can't quit thinking about those po' boy sandwiches.
I like
sandwiches,
the oyster po' boy sandwich, but there ain't going to be very many oysters left either. They're all dead now, too, because what happened to the ocean floor near there.
Oh,
there's a lot of sediment coming off the river, so let's put all that poop on up in there, too, you know.
Well, and all the benzene and chlorine and all the stuff coming out of the broken
gas
factory
and oil
tanks.
Major oil refinery state, too, you know.
Yes.
It's beginning to look a lot like X-Day. Charleston was saying that he believes that the president is partially to blame because he's like brought bad luck upon America.
What is wrong, America? You say it the Iraqi way. It's cute.
Oh, is
I
that
like
how
the way
say
your
it?
Eyebrow
That's
goes.
That's the way
up
old West Virginia,
waves.
Pete. That's the way you say old West Virginia. Virginia, America. Anyway.
Well, it's true. Well, you can bring bad karma, bad juju down on a nation or a people. As the leader, just think he's not only inept, but he's a crook. And he's
Dave,
a pizza front for who knows, God knows, Dobbs knows.
Well, and it's, personally, I don't believe in karma or luck. I think you have to make your own, personally. That's just me. But
so you could do literally anything you choose to anyone else and not suffer anything at any time in the future, which doesn't even resemble that?
If I got caught, yes. And in most cases, I would get caught so that I refrain from doing evil for that reason.
Oh, it is hard
as
science.
Best I can tell.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's going to refrain unless he's forced to refrain with a leather hose and a wire strap and a pair of booties that stretch all the way up to his longaments.
Now, the forbidden scientists on the internet will I've seen posts of people insisting that this could not possibly have been a mere ordinary storm. This was engineered.
Oh, there's lots of weather control.
The harp research devices were used to create earthquakes. And, well, of course, the tsunami was just a test, and blah, blah, woof, woof.
Well, there is some science that they were doing something around that time that caused a lot of weird activity in the ionosphere. Some people are saying that's the thing that did it. It was going to...
Yeah, right.
But, well...
It couldn't possibly just be a big hurricane. Those never happen. There have never been huge... never before has there ever been a San Francisco earthquake or a Chicago fire or a terrible ice storm that will hit all of the cities of the Northeast in the middle of a blackout. Which, of course, you know, it could happen to us. One of the subgenus polar bear, in fact, from Canada, was pointing out that there's all kinds of destructive things that can... Huh?
When we were young pups and puppets, they used to pass around the myth of the Lake Erie tidal wave, which had an actual goofy Indian name and had actually happened sometime. And the lake, whatever made it happen, maybe it was an earthquake nearby or something. Probably an earthquake.
Big rock falling from the sky.
Yeah, and
Tunguska experimental bomb that they aliens
dropped.
And had slapped
the shorelands quite severely.
Bad juju, but bad chief.
Yeah,
the
bad
gods
chief.
Being angry at a bad chief.
Moses Cleveland was a bad chief and was infected with condom blay and
the
bad
king
juju.
Of Swaziland was a good chief.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's one of my heroes now, the Sultan of Brunei, who's the richest guy in the world. He's the one we most want to save for Bob.
So is it Sultan of Brunei, or is it now his son? I think it might now be his son.
It's Sultan.
Well, whoever is the Sultan. Saltino. His son is really cool, too. If anybody who knows the Sultan is listening, or the Sultan himself, man, we think you are the coolest folks.
Now, don't start talking in the regal way. You're not the king yet. You're not the Sultan yet.
If they ever want to... You know, have us over or something. We'd love to come to Brunei and hang out.
Bob is
an old friend, of course, of all these people.
Well, they daub you with oil.
In fact, on the pictures of the king of Swaziland judging the 2,000 or thousands of topless girls of his country walking by, you could see Bob just out of the frame. I mean, it was just edges of him, but you could tell there was this white guy in a business suit and with a pipe standing there.
And did you see
a
little frond?
Yeah, you just saw the edge of his jaw.
Just a little spittle frond there as he drooled at the Swazettes.
With both hands firmly placed in his pockets, you know.
Well, perhaps we all need our own Swazettes. You know what I mean? We need to be the Sultan of Brunei or the King of Swaziland in our own homeopathic way. In our own non-prescriptive naval jelly manufacturer.
Well, now, you know, if you really want to do something about all the world's problems, you just go run for office if you're really serious about it, you know.
Yeah, you don't want to catch the runs from the border. You can run for office. Another stupid phrase, run for office. Democracy is dead. I mean, there's no such thing in America. It's like
pay
a sham.
Pay for office. If you, you know, that's right, we don't have the money.
Have you ever seen
I knew there was some holdup to paying for office.
Well, yeah, you have to pay to stay. You know, it's like when you buy your first shrimp poodle. You know what I mean? When they slip the check and they say it's not in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you know, the secret handshakes and stuff like that. You give each other a secret winky sign, you know. And so that means that, say, the Little Children's Hospital for maimed, eaters of underwear and stuff, those kids, they have a lot of, you know, St. Hexabar, I think it is. And they take the money right out of the coffers and put it right in the coffins, back in their own looted sandwiches.
It's recycling.
Yeah, it is a way of keeping the ducks and the geese happy. I mean, the rice flowing, let's say. That's the more Chinese
rice.
Okay. The rice must flow. Well, it just came right out, didn't it? Princess, we are dough.
Are you talking about weird, like... maggots and things or anything weird like that, then I'm, you know.
And now this.
George
W.
Bush. Moleskine. Molest.
Yatka. Vichitta. Yatchit. Vikachit. Kchitta. Tkvalik.
Propagule.
Wow! The world is corrupt. How can that be? Freedom isn't free.
God, what are you? Like some redneck blogger pig?
Oh, come on. Name one right, one civil liberty that doesn't have blood all over it, that people haven't fought and died for.
We didn't go to war to protect Iraqi civil liberties. That's just a lame justification.
I didn't say it was just, but that's the way human beings make progress. We're violent. It's our nature. It's a little naive to expect anything different.
Oh, both give yourself a hand job!
That's okay. I'm a Buddhist. We don't care about that shit.
This is so fucking weird. We are so fucking lost. Wanna smoke some crack?
We now present Bob, founder of Bob University, who during his earthly ministry was one of Bob's great warriors.
Little half-baked man, intellectually. Some man that's really an ignoramus. Now, I constantly come... He was absolutely crazy. He had bats in his belfry. That's too far beyond me to understand. Big man. They know so little. You know, I've met so many fellas, and there's some little dark corners that he can get into. And he can set you. You can't even know your own self. Now, listen. Reveal things. Now, that's wonderful, isn't it? It's just beyond me. I can't get it, see. But wait a minute. I've known some fellas pretty high up. Men and women.
You have just heard Bob.
The throne was here, in my hand. It was you, your blundering stupidity, that ruined it all.
Depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
If you want, I can show you how to make a bomb out of a roll of toilet paper and a stick of dynamite.
Evil, evil is a hell of a guy. Cocky and he's handsome and different than most. Evil, 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 a hell of a man. Everybody in Las Vegas thought evil was dead. Evil, evil is a hell of a guy.
Right now, the National Association of Evil informs us that this man has done damage around the clock. Mr. Robertson? You are an Osama bin Laden. Kill, 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 kill. This is wrong. Christians need an Osama bin Laden leading the National Association of Evil right now, 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 right now.
From PR News in Washington, I'm PR's voice.
PR's voice. Children's Latin classical.
President Bush sprayed the holdouts with a fire hose. On Wall Street 4, New York's transit agency is installing a $200 million sport utility vehicle. The Bush administration should assassinate PR News in Washington.
Hey, Stella!
Shut up!
You shut up! Hey, Stella! Shut up!
Shut up!
Four-letter words, stupid, ill-educated, staggeringly dumb. Well, bad. Bad.
Staggeringly, staggeringly dumb.
Altruistic and meaningless.
Stultifyingly dumb.
Benignly disfunctive, at least as long as all those huge calluses are kept there. We don't want them sprouting into anything bigger. That's another problem we've got when that levy goes. the whole Delta goes. When the Delta goes, the Omicron goes, and all those other Greek letters go. And then we're in some deep... we're standing here, right out in the middle of the field, and it looks like everything's been totally blown away. There's nothing left. Or is there?
No, when the levee breaks, you got no place to stay.
No, friends. We can get those Grigri women together to try and put a curse.
Well, you know, it's speaking of Grigri, how come the prophets and prognosticators and crystal ball gazers, fortune tellers, never are able to pick up on stuff like this before it happens? There were some scientists who did. They've been saying this was going to happen for a long time,
like,
and engineers
50 years.
And stuff. But as Secretary of Homeland Security Chertoff said today, we didn't have any idea that any of this could have happened. Of course, this was never expected. Whereas somehow I expected it because I'd read about it. I guess he doesn't. I guess the Secretary of Homeland Security doesn't read as much about Homeland Security in the newspapers as I did.
No, that's not part of the QE or the job function of the greater prefunctorium. He doesn't have to do that unless it's one of the blue memos. The blue memos come right in, and he's got to absorb every bit of it. The yellow memos can go in and out like Psycho Bulb right out the poopy door.
Now, here's some factation.
Much worse.
There's this Michael, the head of FEMA, has been on there making excuses like crazy on television.
Now,
Michael
human,
Brown.
He's a human skeleton, right?
This human named Michael Brown, who's the head.
What a likely name.
Anyway.
Super deadpan.
He's a lawyer and a GOP party activist. Before he came to FEMA in 2001, he had a full-time job overseeing horse shows. But he was eventually fired because over alleged supervision failures. But the stars were shining on Brown because President Bush had just been elected, and he appointed his chief political fixer, Joe Albaugh, as head of FEMA. That was a good break for the recently canned Brown because he and Albaugh were college roommates. He hired Brown as his general counsel at FEMA in February, and then by the end of the year promoted him to deputy director, and then went on to a consultancy to cash in on Iraqi contracts, and Brown became director in charge of federal domestic emergency management in the United States. So, just to recap, Brown had no experience whatsoever in emergency management. He was fired from his last job for incompetence. He was hired because he's the new director's college roommate. And after the director, who himself got the job because he was a fixer for the president, after that guy left, he became top dog. And President Bush said yesterday that he thinks Brown is doing a hell of a job.
Well, Stang, you already said he was hired for his supervision, which means he's probably...
Superman!
Right, he's probably...
X-ray vision!
He's probably resistant to kryptonite, and he probably has, like, you know, a cape that he can fly over those tiny little houses down in French Quarter, in the old quarter, you know, in Magazine Street, and called Garden Area, all down there. He can fly over it.
I thought he was hired for his roommateism.
Well, roommateism is a little harder to prove. You have to have an actual document showing you together at the Sigma Alpha Party, you know, puking together with your arms around each other in a fond embrace.
The Skullmabonesa Party.
Yeah, the Skullmabonesmans. That's what they are, yeah. Because they know the secret handshakes and signs.
Oh, yeah, and all the winks and the blinks. And
That's why we started our own secret society,
and
friends,
damn
to
about
catch
time.
Up with the Skull and Bone Society. It's the Dobbs Head and Dobbs Head Society, the Church of the Subgenius. And we are here, friends, to bring you the truth and the rumors and the lies and the Word of Bob. And, friends, you can get more information about the Word of Bob from www.subgenius.com. And you can learn everything else about
invisibility. That's
there.
The first thing you learn is invisibility. You also learn the high secrets of the natives of Brazil going back to the antediluvian times. You also learn the secrets of the Lemurians.
Praise the Lemurians.
Well, I thought they were like a furry little critter that liked to jump into the water at the same time.
They're furry little critters that like to get high.
Ah,
lemurs do. They have the same problem as human beings. when it started, when the flood starts, they want to get drunk. You know, there were bars that were open throughout the whole thing in the middle of the French Quarter.
I could imagine, and
they're still open.
They never closed. They're going to chase
them out eventually, you know. But there was still some old timers sitting in those bars. It somehow.
Some dead guys drinking a lot of hurricanes.
Well, I was, oh God.
Like all the dead guys out there, give me another hurricane, and then, too late. Not funny. I could have
read some of the things Mr. Sister posted to alt.slack, but I decided that they were too tasteless for this tasteful program.
Well, just think all the people in the Coliseum, you
Number
know, down
10,
in the
11.
Crescent City down there, sitting there, listening to this, you know, hoping against hope. You know, they got the computers out there. Of course not.
We haven't heard from any of the Louisiana or Mississippi or Alabama subgenii, and there are plenty of them out there, and I'd love it if they emailed stang@subgenius.com so I could put a little list up, because your brethren and sistren are, you know, worrying about you. If they were really worried, they'd have joined the Peace Corps a long time ago, and they'd be down there helping dig
Let's
you
do
out.
It like the real guys do it. Let's just... To all of our brethren down in New Orleans, please contact. We
I don't
wonder,
think there's anybody left in New Orleans.
We're thinking about you. If you're in the Gulfport area, Bloxy, anywhere down there, please call us. We need to hear from you right now.
No, don't call us. Just email us.
Just email us.
Oh, yeah. But see, that's
don't
the thing.
Call us,
what do you
please,
what
don't.
Do you do but, when the power's out? You watch the DVD that the state gave you about how you should
just
leave
scratch
town.
Scratch your fingers against
we
the
We do
black
know that our
God.
Friends from the you Voodoo Temple are okay. Hands. They just happened to not be there at the time.
Okay, and it's staggeringly stupid and idiotic.
Knowledge. Don't have any education.
No,
don't have any
nothing
education.
Is
mental problems.
Right. Mental problems and friends.
Schizophrenic or bipolar,
problems.
Whatever.
See,
why I
call
told
them
you the Bush
problems.
Economy is just for the rich. Bush economy is just for the rich. Bush economy is just for the rich. True? Absolutely. Cut off for Mike. Cut off for Mike. Mike. I have. Mental problems. I have. Mental problems. Constant state of intoxication. Bad.
They could be having a legitimate debate over America's role in Iraq.
Patently absurd.
The president, would you say he's similar to Hitler or Mussolini? Say, I would say he's so similar, in fact, that these guys have become such buddies. His again, he has aligned himself with the strongest terrorist organization, the oldest, most well-equipped in FARC. See.
Should we assassinate him?
I absolutely would. He should have been killed a long time.
By whom?
And anyone who believes
by
other... By anyone. Doesn't matter to me who kills this guy.
It's against
he
the law.
He needs to go. The president, this needs to... This guy needs to
well,
go.
If we're going
to
kill him.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen. Very, very, very real. I want to protect our enemies.
How many people should we kill?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen.
You know, I'm serious. You know, as I say, you're catching me totally fresh. gosh, I'm serious. You know, as I say, you're catching me totally fresh. You're catching me, gosh,
totally fresh.
You know, you're catching me, gosh,
totally fresh.
You know, you're catching me totally fresh, totally fresh. Totally fresh. You know, I'm serious. You know, as I say, you're catching me totally fresh. Gosh,
Blacks are gagging on the donkey, but not yet ready to swallow the elephant.
One of the many major problems with governing people is that of who you get to do it, or rather of who manages to get people to let them do it to them. To summarize, it is a well-known and much lamented fact that those people who most want to rule people are, ipso facto, those least suited to do it. To summarize the summary, anyone who is capable of getting themselves made president should on no account be allowed to do the job. To summarize the summary of the summary, people are a problem.
Sustain all objections, but face the truth.
Yes, behold this marvel, this living paradox, this missing link in an evolutionary chain.
Silence her!
We're not telling you the truth. 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 Hacker Mohammed, Hacker Mohammed, Hacker Mohammed, Hacker Mohammed. This unit called Able Danger. Jack off. Jack, Jack, Jack off. Jack off. Threat, 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 threat. But. Disagree, 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 disagree. Bottom line. Mass confusion. Mass confusion. Mass confusion. Jack off. Bye, bye, but I could be wrong. Jack off, but I could be wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
You couldn't use intelligence.
But.
You couldn't use intelligence.
We're not telling you the truth. We're not telling you the truth. Jack off. Disagree, disagree, disagree. Bottom line. Mass confusion. Mass confusion. Mass confusion. Thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you and don't bother us.
It's hard to think, it's hard to think, it's hard to think, it's hard to think, it's hard to think of a man. Listen for yourself as evil reveals his creative side.
I wrote this poem, and I wrote it in a matter of an hour or 2 hours, just before it got daylight, it was done. And I think that it answers the question for every man and woman on the face of this earth, but why you do what you do and why I do what I do in life. They all ask, why? Why? Well, I'm just like you. We all have a dream on some faraway star. To do what I do is not right. But for me, it's not wrong. I've got to be me.
Osteoporosis, bone loss with osteoporosis, and fractures of both the hip and spine. Talk to your doctor about disorders of the esophagus, kidney disease, low blood calcium, stomach or digestive problems, heartburn, difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain.
I'm not putting it off a minute longer.
From PR News in Washington, I'm not taking PR news seriously. A spokesman for Southern California Edison has turned himself into police in Tampa, Florida.
Until that night, mid-fault line.
In Switzerland, dangerously high.
It wasn't breached. But then, their largest federation, it appeared Monday, that more time. But there are points. One crime, PR's back.
PR's back.
PR News, Nick.
That was the Rainmakers. I love the Rainmakers.